Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
One thing being an American boy, what about American president? Well, Kanye reckons that with the help of Elon Musk, he can actually become the next president of the US. But there are a few things standing in his way. It seems like he forgot to fill out a few forms. Here to tell us about it is our resident expert at Today FM on all things US related, particularly election, Andrew Louth from Today FM News. How are you, Andrew?
Morning, guys. How are we?
So, Kanye has said this kind of thing before. Should we be taking him seriously this time round?
It's hard to know really with him, isn't it? Because he tends to just throw a lot of things out there and people pay attention to it, but he never really acts on anything that he says he's going to act on.
He did say he was going to run in 2020. Then he said he's going to run in 2024 and endorsed Trump.
Yeah, he only said that last year.
Yeah.
And now he's running again with this hashtag 2020 vision.
Yeah, his tweet was, "We must now realize the promise of America by trusting God, unifying our vision and building our future. I am running for president of the United States, US." Hashtag 2020 vision. And then Elon Musk retweeted it, saying, "You have my full support." Kanye's wife, Kim Kardashian West, retweeted the message with an American flag. So she was only recently declared a billionaire. He's a billionaire. Elon Musk is a 46 billionaire. Mm. So money ain't going to be an issue if he does decide to run.
No, you see, one of the things that really stands in his way is funding and paying for this campaign to go all over the country, essentially. Mm. But like some of the things that are standing in his way, like he has declared that he's running. Now, whether he is or not is another thing. He still hasn't registered his name with the Federal Election Commission, and he has to do that.
I think you probably do need to do that.
But he can do that up till the day before.
Okay, but hang on. Election itself. Haven't some states begun early voting of some description? So hasn't he missed out on some?
No, so the registration to get on the ballot paper for some states, including Texas, Illinois, and New York, that deadline has passed. So he can't appear on the ballot paper in those states, but he can still get in, he can still be a write-in candidate as such. So people can go to the ballot and just write his name.
Oh, you're allowed to do that?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't realize.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's an unusual thing that the Americans do. Like, and if they don't like any of the candidates, they can write their own one. So he can still do that, and he can still register for the other 44 states if he is really serious about this.
Would he have any hope? I mean, like, this is a country where Trump right now was a former reality TV star. Ronald Reagan was a Hollywood actor who became the president. I mean, it's not unheard of that this could happen. But do you think he in particular has a chance?
I think it's a bit late, to be honest, because there's so many things that are standing in his way. Like, the money isn't an issue, but the thing with this election is, like, the last time a third candidate did so well outside of the two main parties was a fellow by the name of Ross Perot in 1992.
Ross Perot, yeah, I remember.
And that was when George Bush Sr. went up against Bill Clinton, and the campaign was very wishy-washy. Like, I don't think the Americans overly cared about either of them. So Ross Perot was able to perform well, especially in two states, and he got 20% of the popular vote. But
so that was doing well,
yeah,
and he still only had 20%.
Yeah, okay. But 20% for a third candidate is actually phenomenal. So, but this time around, he's kind of left it very late, you know, because he, and as well as that, there is an interest in this election on one of the candidates. Whatever about Joe Biden, I think people could take it or leave him. But this, I said this last time I was here, this is a referendum on Donald Trump. Mm. Like, whether you like him or not, there is an interest on Donald Trump. You're either interested in keeping him in, or you're very, very keen on getting him out. And I would feel like a lot of Americans will think to themselves, what is the best way of getting this guy out? And it is not to split the vote with
Because
between
that's
Biden
the difficulty
and Kanye West.
That if Kanye ran, he would obviously, there'd be quite a number of young black voters who would vote for Kanye who are currently planning on voting for Biden. So is this some kind of master plan of Kanye and Trump to get together and split that vote?
That's one of the theories that is going around. But there was a lot of tweets I saw online over the weekend of people calling that particular element out and saying, this is what they are trying to do here. Do not fall for us.
Okay.
You know, so there is a campaign out there already for people not to vote for them, essentially. But whether he will or not remains to be seen. I personally don't think he will. And if he does, I don't think it'll have as strong
an impact.
Is there anything that he is trying to promote? Either in his clothesline or his music.
I did look. God's Country is his new album that is due out soon.
Didn't he just release an album like a few months ago?
2019. Yeah. He did, 2019.
Yeah, so there could be an element of that behind it, but then you have to wonder what Elon Musk is doing getting behind this.
Well, Grimes is Elon's partner. Maybe Grimes wants to be featured in Kanye's record, and you know, there's lots of options here. Hello.
Oh, is that Elon Musk's missus?
Yeah, she's an artist as well, a musical artist. So.
Oh my God, they're all in cahoots.
Actually, I think we leave the closing comment to George Takei, who played Sulu on Star Trek, and he tweeted over the weekend, "I'm sorry, a Cardassian in the White House? Not while I'm a Starfleet officer."
Dermot and Dave. Listen live, on air, from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.